Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the pissed off Tyler.
I am Timf. So f***ing pissed.
Actually, no, this is pissed off Timf and Timf and Tyler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, she's got a lot. This is the rant.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the rant.
Yeah. Do we have to say welcome?
No. No.
Okay. We're welcome. Am I fucking welcome?
5 years in. I think we're fine.
You're fucking welcome for me welcoming you to my city to congest the traffic so bad that I can't live my life. The tree, it's got to go to Staten Island. It's got to go to Jersey. It's got to go somewhere fucking else except for Rockefeller Center. Like, that's where everybody works in Midtown.
Like, no one's ever seen a tree before.
Everybody works in Midtown. I'm sorry. Like, I hope, like, I don't understand why we're just okay with this as New Yorkers. I want to run for office and have my whole platform be tree in Staten Island. That's it. I won't get political on anything else. You will just be able to get to work without having a fucking mentee be every day to and from work because of the traffic. I am telling you, I smell like shit right now, thanks to Christmas cheer. I smell like shit because I've been in the car. I live barely a mile from here. I left at 1:45, okay? And I'm like, you know, 45 minutes should be plenty of time to get like a mile, okay? Even if something goes horribly awry, all right? I look up around like 2:10. I've gone like 3 blocks. All right. So I'm like, well,
which
I have
is
my I got my podcast.
Not.
I got to get out. I'm carrying a bunch of shit. I got this salad I got to remember to refrigerate because I didn't have time to eat the fucking salad because I got to leave ridiculously early thanks to all the Christmas cheer. Okay. And then do you know how much more it pisses you off when you are, I mean, I'm like a Sherpa. I've got like all this shit. I've got all these pairs of shoes. I've got my laptop, I've got all this stuff. I'm sweating. It's like, and you know how much more it pisses you off when you're hauling ass to work and you're late to see people on the streets who are fucking happy to be there. They are there recreationally. They are there on purpose to go see the tree. Go yourself, okay? Because your happiness is actually interfering with my ability to go to work. People live here. People work here. This has gone on for too long. It's gone on for too long. There's plenty of places around the city that are less crowded than the Rockefeller Center area, than 6th fucking Avenue. I mean, like, name anywhere it's less crowded than that. The tourists won't know the difference because they don't know shit about New York. You put the tree everywhere, they'll be like, oh, it's the Rockefeller. This is, just call Staten Island Rockefeller Center. They won't know the fucking difference. But you know what? I'm done. And it's the whole month of December, the beginning of January. How am I supposed to get to and fro? And then obviously the trains are packed. There are a bunch of crazy people on their back. Okay, but like, the streets too are packed with people. All right? I'm trying to walk through with my stuff and people are just like walking around smiling. It's like, I'm glad you're having a magical moment. That's wonderful. But I need to have a work moment coming up, okay? Yep. I need to go to fucking work every single day and back from work every single day.
Church.
Okay? So why is it there? I want to know, why is it there? Cost-benefit analysis. I can't be the only one who feels this way.
You're not alone.
You're not alone. I will tell you, probably everybody that works in this building or works in Midtown probably feels the same way.
Yeah.
I personally, because I commute, you know, every day to and from work, and I have to also be walking around and stuff, I keep extra deodorant in my drawer.
Oh, you think I don't, bro?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
You think I don't, bro? I also got Axe body spray, bro, because you know what? The little bodega thing downstairs, the little shop doesn't sell any, like, female, like scented perfume.
I've been meaning to talk to him about that.
Yeah. They have Axe body spray.
Yeah.
So I'm going to spray myself, and people are going to think I've been rubbing myself all over a frat guy all day. Turns out, nope.
Sorry,
Christmas
Jason.
Cheer.
Not happening, Jason. Not gonna happen.
I am.
Well,
just...
you want to know a little bodyguard tidbit?
Yeah, let's hear.
We all wear Secret deodorant.
I wear men's deodorant.
It is strong enough for a man, but it's made for a woman. But it lasts all day.
I think it's the opposite.
I don't do it anymore because it apparently means I'm keeping a secret if I wear a secret. I used to, that was what my go-to, always kept it in my dashboard. Whenever I was in trouble and needed,
I know more guys that wear girls' deodorant and more girls that wear guys' deodorant. Like, I wear men's deodorant, men's degree. I just think it's better. I think it lasts longer.
I'm a sweaty little Polack. Can I say Polack if I'm part of the community?
I think so.
Yeah, I believe.
I will say fuck this tree.
Sideways.
Because it's not just, to be clear, it's not just the traffic on the way to work. That's a huge part of it.
How about they just decorate the Statue of Liberty?
Go out there.
Yeah, it's an island all by itself.
Go stand on the ocean.
But I think Staten Island, I think that's a good one. Yeah. Though, because not many people go out there.
The ferry's free.
Right.
So I couldn't be accused of like, you know, oh, yeah, there's no way to get ferries free. Sorry, I'm just spitting everywhere, by the way.
Profusely.
I apologize. But it's really not my fault.
No, I mean, it's being in traffic when you're driving is bad enough. Being in traffic with somebody else driving
and it's
is
just
worse.
Not moving.
Yeah.
And yesterday I was on my way home and I stayed late to, you know, do some extra work, like writing stuff. And I don't really want to take the train late at night. I left like late.
Yeah,
I don't really want to take the train by myself late at night. These days, anyway.
No.
And
even in those days,
I used to.
Yeah, the subway.
I had no choice but
it
to,
ain't
take
fresh.
To take a car. Okay. And I had to go all the way downtown, like east, all the way east, all like to the other end of the island and back around. Because of why the tree. And again, it's not just the traffic. It's not just this. Restaurants are booked full of people. Like,
oh,
you know, if you want to
get a reservation,
you can't get a reservation anywhere around here because it's all tourists. And like, they're all disrespectful. They all walk like slowly in the street, like, oh, and this thing, New York, it's so great to be in New York. It's like, guess what? I can't go anywhere but New York because I fucking live and work here. So please be respectful.
Even if
of
she
my...
wanted to go,
yeah,
she can't get out.
Yeah.
I was standing in the lobby the other night waiting for a couple guests to arrive. And a bunch of people came in, like a group of like 10 people came in. A gang of people, of older people.
Okay,
and
older
they
people
came
gang
in,
up too.
And they said, is this Del Frisco's? And I said, no, this is not Del Frisco's. That's the next block over. And they saw.
They thought Fox News was Del Frisco's,
yes.
To be clear. Okay, so everybody at home realizes.
And it's the next block over. It's right next door. And then they said they saw this door, these two doors, double doors, and they said, can we get to it from there? And I said, no, sir, you're going to have to go out and across the street.
Very polite of you.
Yeah, but I
think they own the place.
Yes, and then directly after that, a woman came in with two big Chick-fil-A bags of garbage and said, do you guys have a garbage back here? And we said, no.
That's on the city, too. There's no trash cans anywhere. They've moved all the trash cans.
No, yeah.
That would be another thing.
We don't have any garbage. You're going to have to go and
walk
around.
That would be another thing on my platform.
You can put decorations on the garbage, too.
Yeah.
That would be nice. Some lights, perhaps.
Okay. Yeah, decorate some of them.
Give the pigeons.
It doesn't matter. I'll run as a Democrat. I'll run in any part. My only thing I'll talk about, if people try to hit me with other issues, I'll be like, what? That may be, but whatever. I'd like the tree is something
we can
do.
Back to
right.
It.
Like, we're not talking about crime.
That.
We're talking about.
It's so easy. Instead of putting it there, don't.
What is the root? What is the root problem of crime?
Right.
The tree.
The tree. Right.
Yeah.
There's too many people. There's way too many people. That exactly.
Yep. Then you got the homeless squirrel problem because all their trees have been cut
right.
down.
Right.
I just,
you know? Yeah,
I
poor
mean,
poor owls that were probably living in that tree.
Yeah, you know, owls have long necks. Just throwing that out there.
I did not know that.
It's a nightmare.
I'm talking long. Like,
and it goes on for so long. If you want the tree to be up for Christmas Day, I'll give you Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, day after Christmas. I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's not like, you know,
Christmas
like
week
neck,
even.
But like long.
But I think that would even make it more crowded if it was a shorter period of time that would cram more people.
I don't see how it gets worse than me having to walk. It was a parking lot. I don't see how it gets worse.
Did you have to pay for the Uber that you got into, though, that you only rode three blocks?
Oh yeah, sure did.
Are you instigating
sure
here? What,
I feel
gasoline?
Like that maybe you shouldn't.
Sure did. And I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I think that's fair because I'm not. I think that's
Polish
fair because
bear?
I'm not. That doesn't make me upset. It doesn't make me upset at all because it's not the driver's fault. And I want to pay that person for their time.
That's true. That's
thank you for your service to the driver.
Yeah. I'd want to pay that. I tip them, you know, everything. It's not their fault.
Right.
Unless that person said, let's put the tree in Rockefeller Center, then I'm fine with it. I don't know whose idea that was.
It was not mine.
All right. I know
Tyrus wasn't mine.
Because
on
I wanted a wreath. I clearly was the wreath guy.
Like the world's largest wreath?
No, the smallest.
Just small.
Just get in, get out. Just keep moving.
Yeah, keep it.
It's like, I thought it'd be bigger.
Well, that's
no,
what
keep moving, sir.
Like, that's the thing is, like, how long are you going to stand there and look at a tree?
It's not about the tree. It's about you. getting your selfie in front of the tree. And anyone who's seen people take selfies, apparently it's never a one take.
You know one and mean? Done. No, it's not multiples. A one and done.
No, it's not. It's multiples.
You got to pick the right one.
Several angles and stopping strangers. And if someone else is in your shot, you know.
I mean, you can also, just so everybody knows, look at photos of a tree on the internet.
Go to the forest.
You can say, you can look, you can Google Rockefeller Center tree.
What do they do with the tree after?
Well, it dies a really horrible, slow death that they keep it alive with an IV of water.
But like, do they chop it up
like
for like
ocean water? It can never quench the tree's thirst. So he's just thirsty the whole time.
Do they use it for like firewood?
Not as thirsty as the mother taking pictures in front of it, but the thirst is real. And then eventually it dries out and then they put a trash bag over it as if we don't know you just murdered a tree, and then it then lays on the ground to block to where you can't get out of your car in front of the building anymore, and you have to risk getting hit by a car because you can't get close enough to get out of the car.
Yeah.
So it's just there's no good end to this at all, you know?
Well, here's a silver lining. I just found out what they do with the tree afterwards. They use it to build beams for Habitat for Humanity.
So they can still do that if the tree's in Staten Island.
That's like
I don't
saying
feel
we
bad.
Use the
they
bones.
They can still use the beams the same
we
damn
use
way
the bones
the
to make bowls to feed
right
the homeless.
Away.
You still murdered a tree.
Mm-hmm. You know? I didn't murder.
No, you didn't.
No. I wasn't a part of that. Yeah.
You've been listening to Tyrus and Timph, so stop for about 2 minutes and then come back and listen again.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is it a real tree?
Yeah, it is. It's from upstate New York, I'm pretty sure.
So why the can I just go up? Because we're out of cuss words, I'm sure.
It must be the easiest time of year for pickpockets, though. Because you walk around Midtown, you see somebody smiling, you know they don't live here.
I heard there was a whole racket going on in the Bryant Park Christmas Village of pickpockets. So yeah, you do have to watch out for that.
I don't know, but this microphone's really soft.
Yeah, Tyerson didn't get his nap on his plane ride today, so might be a little tired.
And I got included in a group. You know, like sometimes people include you in their group because you have some similarities, but like not enough. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a giant, I'm a monstrous man.
Correct.
But I'm not a bag of oatmeal.
Also true.
And affectionately, I'm saying this affectionately because we here at Tyrus and Timph only fat shame me. And Jason. You seen the hips on that guy? No one's seen him, so I can say it. You can say whatever you want.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
he can't say anything back.
I mean he's not a birthing person, but if he was, I mean he could probably have it and not miss a day's work. I mean he's been blessed with the wrong hips. I mean, you know. You ever seen him carry his laundry basket? Who washes his green shirt?
No, I haven't.
Fits right on his hip. It's unbelievable.
I'll have to take your word for it.
Oh, it's amazing. Literally, you can just... I used to shoot hoops from my office desk before he had me demoted. Yeah, but...
He had your desk moved. Yeah.
But there was a large gentleman who was overflowing the seat. And he was like, oh, we're just a couple of big guys. And I went, no, we're not. No, I'm not... My belt goes click. Your belt goes help. That's not... The same thing. You need an extender. Like, I've been there, bro, but I'm not there anymore, so I'm not in your zip code. I'm in a different zip code.
You didn't appreciate being lumped
in. But he tried to lump me in. Like, oh, they got to make these chairs bigger. No, we just need to work on getting smaller. One of us is. So he continued to lean on me. I can't do anything about these shoulders. I mean, we discussed earlier. I mean, they're a gift.
Yeah, there's no like, yeah.
I mean, look at that. I mean, that's, you know.
It's not much.
Yeah.
Not much we can do.
I mean,
do
it's not
that.
Up there with Jay's hips, but it's up there. It's up there, right? And I stay within the
confines,
contours of the first class chair.
Right. Oh, this is first class too, so it's
fit in an economy seat? You
know. Well, he kept missing the seat and he kept putting his arm on my thigh.
Ooh.
Whew.
Yeah.
That is intimate.
Yeah.
That is an intimate
move. Yeah, it's a lot closer than I wanted to be.
Yeah.
I mean, not even a ginger ale or anything or ask me about my day, just straight elbow on the thigh, you know. And he knew it because I knew it, so he knew it. But I'm the one who had to say, hey, quit leaning on me, dog. Your elbow's touching my thigh. I'm trying to sleep. Like, he was like, oh, sorry, I didn't notice. I'm like, you didn't notice. For real? I don't skip leg days. You had to notice.
These things are solid as rocks. Are you kidding me?
Nothing.
You could totally feel my muscles underneath.
It's ridiculous.
That.
Like, let's not be rude, bro. Yeah. Okay.
I've been working hard in the gym.
Clearly, I don't skip leg days. Ask anybody.
Yeah.
So I was just perturbed.
Right.
And then he did one more thing. He was very excited that we had breakfast coming. And they asked you what your choice was. And I always just check the box. I always check eggs. And I always say, if I'm asleep, which I know I will be, don't bother me. And she said, fine. And he was like, he wanted her to explain the menu to him. And he was like,
I've never been in first class, so I didn't know there was a menu.
Geez, should I have the quiche or the cheese plate? Like, we're trying to take off on time, bro. Like, just,
that's a decision only you can
make. Just say what you
want to
say. Say both, okay? Just say both. All right. So I go to sleep.
You don't need to do a case study on it.
Yeah. No.
No research.
What's your favorite breakfast?
And what drink perhaps goes with? Is it red wine or white wine?
Does it pair well with the cheese plate?
Sir, it's 6 in the morning. All right. Eat your imitation eggs and shut the fuck up and let's just fly, okay? So I go to sleep. I'm asleep. I'm knocked out. He did this. He touched my headphones.
Oh, no.
My away from my ear. It was go time. One of us had to go. And I was like, what, bruh? He's like, they're serving breakfast. And I went, because I've been there. I know what world he's in. I lived there. And I said, do you want mine? And he was like, well, I mean, if you're not going to eat it. I'm like, I'll stay awake long enough for her to come back. But like, yeah, I'll have mine. But his tray couldn't go all the way down. My tray goes down.
Yeah.
And I was like, you can just put some stuff on my tray, man.
Oh,
I'm going to sleep.
That's a good seatmate. That you're being a very nice seatmate.
Go to sleep.
Was he coming here to see the tree?
As a matter of fact,
he was here to see the Rockefeller tree.
He was probably in front of you.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not angry, but I'm perturbed. And that's, that's not a word I like to use.
I was angry.
No. Fuck that. Yeah. You were furious. Somebody had to go.
Like, I feel,
if there was a certain error, there'd have been some gunshots.
Yeah. I feel better. Yeah.
Like, she would have white glove slapped the guy in front of the tree.
Honestly,
and somebody had to go.
I wish that everybody at home could have seen what Tyrus's face looked like when Kat was ranting, because he just was like, I am not going to say one word.
Yeah.
Not
syllable.
One word. I'm just going to let her go.
Even if I disagreed.
Even if her rant turned
horribly racist, I would have been like, you know what? She just got to get it out. You just got to get it out. Please turn the mics off.
Right.
Let her get it out. But
just
don't tell her the mic's getting off, because sometimes you do not poke the Polish bear.
No.
Okay? Because you're going to get mauled. Poor Jason almost was in her way when she was coming in.
She stormed in and she threw her bags down.
It's not stormed in. We don't need HR involved. She walked with purpose.
She purposefully walked into the room.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, she's a professional.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh.
And she adequately had to describe the feelings and emotions, because she's a writer.
No doubt.
So she had to describe for all of us at home who could not see the fire in her eyes. Feel what's going on. And I think we accomplished that.
I think if you've never even been to New York or never even seen the Rockefeller Christmas tree, you know what it's like, because Kat just described it perfectly.
I've seen
Kat
mad one time, and that was today. In 6 years.
Yeah, like actually mad.
Maybe
yeah.
seven.
She was actually mad.
6 paid years.
Nine
months of unpaid.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've seen her.
My
mad.
Like neck veins were bulging through my turtleneck.
Yeah.
Your face was as red as the chair you're sitting
in. Yeah.
It was, you were passionate.
Harris Faulkner's here to talk to you about the language. Thank you so much for coming, Harris. Could we have a word? Can we just have a word? I'm gonna get her on the tree.
Sorry, I went to the wrong studio.
No, please have a seat. Welcome.
We're upset.
He's discussing my use of certain colorful language.
Yes.
To express.
I'm sorry, Kat. Please do not. I've never seen Kat upset today. Today was the first day I've seen Kat upset.
Oh no!
So I'm so glad you're here.
You're cussing mad?
Yeah.
Oh, fitting. I mean, furious.
Because of the location
of the tree.
Of the tree. The Rockefeller tree.
You don't like where it is?
It's got to go.
It's got to go.
Why?
See, because you love Christmas. You love the cheer, probably. I like to get to work. And
I live in Jersey. I can never get to work on time.
Okay.
What do you mean?
But she never gets mad. How can we get her mad?
I'm stuck on bridges and in tunnels and everything. I mean, because it's always, you know.
When I see that bridge, I'm
always... I do. I move the bridge with my face.
She moves mountains.
When I see that bridge, I'm always like, man, I feel bad when people live in Jersey. That's you?
That's me. Oh, and boy. I mean, I'm just
Island
on the other
Jersey?
Side
no,
of
Staten
the...
Staten Island is different.
That's where we want to put the tree.
Why?
Because then people would go to Staten Island to
You know,
see it.
You need to ignite your spirit this time of the year. And the tree can be one of those reminders that brings us closer to our faith. I mean, it is just a symbol. It's not as strong as prayer, obviously.
Right, but the symbol doesn't need to be in front of our workplace.
We got a lot of problem with the symbol. We were worried about. I was worried about this. I'm worried about this, that like Fox and Friends would be like, "War on Christmas," and it's my face, and I don't want that.
Okay, could you have worried before they burned down the tree?
Oh, I didn't want.
We'd
I don't
have
want,
a makeup
nobody
artist,
said
and
burn
we could
it down.
Like do you in camouflage.
I mean,
and
can
stuff?
You believe somebody did that?
No,
and,
obviously not.
No, we do not. I'm very. We don't want to burn nothing down. We just want to move it.
I have been consistent on my anti-arson stance.
Yes, she's
that
pretty
has been
solid.
Very consistent.
Yeah, no, I have no doubt. I was teasing you.
I run for office next year. Tree in Staten Island is my platform.
Wow. Oh, yes. You think you can get that done, huh?
I think I can.
I'm supporting
you. Know what didn't work? Moving the fact that we have daylight saving time.
I know.
They couldn't even agree
That's
on
racist,
that on Capitol
apparently.
Well,
we can't function with the sun out.
It causes you to race.
Thing. I read that
it causes
somewhere.
My heart to race. Yeah, no, I can't
apparently,
stand
us
it.
Blacks, we can't function if the sun comes up too early.
Well, you
was
saw the grammar
thing.
Teacher.
I was
teach
okay,
English
and you know what? And I wanted to call in because he asked you what your book would be without grammar and presence, and I was like, it would be just Tyrus. It would be horrible. So I was watching.
That was a funny interview.
Yes, yes. And but yeah, it was. Again, I'm a huge fan. I love whenever we get opportunities to be
You're
on the
so
show.
Sweet. I mean, yeah, you guys, you saw me walking by. You know, I'm lost. What is wrong with me that I can't navigate the remote control inside my house or the hallways of Fox? As
I still
long as
can't.
I've been here.
I still
you know,
can't
the best
either.
Part is they want you. But they're too scared to come get you.
Uh-huh.
That's so awesome because they saw her walk.
Ooh, girl, you must have really cussed.
And then I
there
had to walk.
There was papers flying. She had wind.
I ended up, I was late. I couldn't, I had to walk. Goodness. I had to carry all my things. I was sweating.
They actually do need you.
Okay. Oh my gosh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Back? I want to
real
come
quick,
back.
Real quick, plug the book. The book.
Oh
Where can
gosh.
We get it?
Absolutely.
Faith Still Moves Mountains. It is number one on the New York Times bestseller.
Congratulations.
Hit that. Thank
to the
you.
Club.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, just about anywhere they sell books. And if you send it to Fox, I'll autograph it for you and give you a bookmark that I had made.
Amazing.
I love you. Faith Still
love
Moves
you,
Mountains.
Love you, Harris.
Bye, you guys.
Thank you, Harris.
Oh, wow. That was fun.
We got
smiling.
Yeah, that helped.
You.
Faith
Thank
did
you.
Move mountains there.
The Lord works in mysterious ways, even though I think 60% of this room does not believe in the Lord. But that's fine.
I
was
believe
funny
in.
Today.
What a fun surprise guest that was. I
nice
love
job,
that.
Devin.
No
nice
problem.
Job. Way to navigate. And on the way to bully the block, you treed her people.
They were trying to get in here.
They were
and
in
I,
there, yeah.
I was like, guys, sorry, I'm going to. You was, guys have 4 minutes to get to the other studio. You'll get there in plenty of time. We need Harris for like 2 minutes.
I love when they're too polite to be direct. Like, And I saw her and I was like, she really wants to get in here, but she can't.
I was standing at the door.
Devin
like,
was like, all of a sudden, just doorway.
I'm like, I'll get him.
She Christmas treat him. She Rockefeller treat him.
I gave him the 1 minute.
Yeah. Oh, you gave
I was
him
like,
the one?
I was like, just give me a minute.
Do you want it to actually do you should have said, why don't you go tell Timp? To wrap it up.
Yeah, please. Yeah. How about you go guess. In there? How about you tell Harris that she needs to
leave? You don't
want to
ride that train.
Harris was having
right
fun
now.
In here with us.
You do not want to ride that train.
Yeah, we saw how passionate Kat can get.
Yeah, yeah. People always say, when does Tyra shut up? When the temp is mad.
That's when.
Do you see my hands?
And then when do I shut up? When Harris came in.
You know, because I still didn't forget when she dropped that word that I wasn't sure.
Oh, I'm clandestine.
Clandestine.
I believe
clandestine. Yeah, does she? I don't think she knows that, but she was such a big part of the podcast.
She said it and then smiled at me like, I know you don't know.
Now I see that word everywhere, and now I know what it means.
Yeah.
And I'm happy about it.
I just know I didn't know what it meant, and I always get aggressive when I don't know what things mean. So I kept looking at Tim, like, and then Tim was like, I'm pretty sure, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think this is what it means. I said, no, she was calling me dumb. I know it. It's like secretly.
Is she insulting me?
Yeah. No, I felt insulted.
Right.
So
sometimes it can feel like that, but she means it. She comes from the heart. You know,
She moves mountains through faith.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wish she could have moved the mountain sitting next to me on the plane today.
I wish she could have moved
the mountain of a tree from Rockefeller Center.
And I'm on top of the mountain. As the NWA World Heavyweight Champion.
Yes, you are. Congratulations.
I like looking down at them crawling up. So I just got back from defending my title and held on to it.
Awesome.
So, yeah, nice.
Ending the year on a high note.
Yeah, and I got one more. I got a charity event tomorrow right after Gutfeld. I got to hop in the car and go wrestle for Toys for Tots.
Fun.
Because my little Bendy figure's out, so I donated $500 in Bendy action figures to
Toys for Tots. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, you got to do your part.
It's that time of year.
Yeah, it's that time of year. And I would also be willing to donate an axe to get the damn tree moved to Staten Island. Like, hashtag move the tree. It's selfish of us. We should share the tree and donate the tree. Can we donate the tree to Toys for Tots?
Yeah, they can do it with what they want it.
Show up with a pickup truck and, you know.
Something like that.
It makes somebody happy.
Where's the Grinch
when you need him?
What did I learn?
Yeah, what did you guys learn today?
Cat has a badass, I'm pissed off walk.
Yeah, don't get in Cat's way.
Boots were appropriate. They were made for walking.
When she's on, I
got my Timbs on, too.
Boots on today.
My
Timberlands
are on.
Steel toe. You want to dance?
Honestly, it's a good thing you weren't wearing those slippers that you were wearing the other day. Those were cool.
Yeah.
I saw you wearing those.
Well, they'd have been wet and ruined.
Right, exactly. It's raining and gross out.
Yep. And Jason was very proud of his hips. He was actually looking for the laundry basket to make a demonstration. So that's what I learned.
I learned that owls' necks are very long, apparently.
Really long, embarrassingly long.
Right. So
that's why they have a permanent turtleneck.
I love a good turtleneck.
Do you want me to end it? Because you want to end it?
I think for more podcasts like this. I'm sure, again, all the podcasts on FoxNews.com podcasts or whatever.
FoxNews podcast.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Wherever you get your podcasts, they're all like this.
Yeah. Just like this.
Yeah.
Devin?
Enough said.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick, the show, as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform. And watch directly on outkick.com/watch.